For over 25 years, Kim Larson has provided child care services in Haines. All this time, she has received assistance from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's food program. This allows her to provide free meals to the children in her care.
I serve nutritional meals. I have to report daily what I serve, and those meals are covered by the federal food grant that the state of Alaska gets.
According to an Alaska Department of Education representative, in 1 month this year, over 170 daycare providers filed for reimbursements for a meal, serving on average 1,200 children a day. But this assistance for Larson and her Kids Are Fun daycare is about to end. To qualify for the program, her home has to undergo 3 reviews per year.
They do unannounced visits, and they just come and make sure, you know, I'm serving the right food. For lunch, you have to have a meat, you have to have a vegetable, a fruit, a bread, and milk. You have to serve the milk and the right type of milk for the infants and the older kids and the serving amounts. It's a lot of paperwork.
But Larson says the $10,000 to $12,000 she gets from the program every year are worth the hassle. The reviews are performed by nonprofits who act as sponsors and do much administrative work. Their staff travels to daycare providers around the state. The cost and time commitment for sponsors is high, and many nonprofits have quit. There is currently only one organization in the state of Alaska that provides sponsorship, the Alaska Family Child Care Association, based in Anchorage. It is expensive to send staff to a town to do a single inspection, so the AFCCA has a policy of not traveling to towns that have only one licensed daycare provider. Haines used to have 2, but one closed down a few years ago. Fortunately for Larson, during the pandemic, the federal government issued waivers allowing for virtual reviews.
It seemed to work great, you know. It was still a surprise. I never knew when they were going to call, and I had to answer the phone because they know what time I serve my meals. And yeah, I showed them the type of milk. I showed them the meals I was serving.
But now the USDA is back to mandating in-person reviews. Last month, Larson received a letter from the AFCCA. One sentence stood out. It said, quote, "Due to budgetary concerns, the cost of sponsoring homes in Haines is not feasible currently." Larson says without the assistance, she will have to increase her rates.
I think it's like about $175 more a month per child. With the way child care is going right now, it just doesn't seem right that the state and the federal government can't come to a way to help the people in rural areas.
Gavin Northey works at the Alaska Department of Education, which administers the assistance program at the state level. He says he has taken steps to try to make sponsorship more affordable.
So I have submitted a request to the USDA requesting a waiver so that only one visit be required in person, and then 2 visits could be performed as unannounced virtual visits.
Northey says even if the waiver is issued, there is no guarantee a sponsor will step up. He says the reviews are necessary to discourage fraud, and that a broader problem is that less daycare providers are getting licensed and opting into the program. He says if more providers participated, the food assistance program could reach farther into rural areas.
You know, our goal is to serve as many children across the state of Alaska as possible. So certainly we encourage if there's daycare homes out there that aren't licensed to get licensed and to consider participation so that it will make it possible for a sponsoring organization to take on the programs in Haines or other locations in Alaska.
A USDA brochure promoting the food assistance program did not appear to differentiate between the food children eat and the food they drop on the floor. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePrimonil.